A day in the life of an unusual individual. There's absolutely nobody like me. I am entirely and utterly unique, and there's never been another one of me in the whole of human history. I stand out from the crowd, and you cannot possibly confuse me with anybody else you've ever met or anyone you will ever meet anytime in the future. I am remarkable, and that doesn't mean I'm any good. So I thought I'd just tell you a tiny bit about what's on my plate today as I turn the corner of a car. First of all, I'm driving a car, and the reason I'm driving a car is that it was in a car that I drove my daughter, Omani Dot, to school. And on the way to school, we put together two more episodes of the longest story that's ever been written for a child or with a child by a father. I'm clumsy over that, but basically the pony story is the longest story of its type ever to have been composed in the whole of human history on audioboo while driving in a car in Cork regularly to and fro under the River Lee. So that, we did a bit of that this morning. Before that, there was familial excitement in the kitchen, getting dressed, getting breakfast. And I have to really say that I'm very, very fortunate to have got a daughter who's getting easier and easier. The hardest thing about her was the birth, and everything after that has got easier. So I'm a very, very fortunate man. So that's the backstory. But what have I got on my plate today? Because a day in the life is not a day in the past life. It's a day in now, right now. So in the right now, I drive to the Vienna Woods Hotel, which is a small 3-star hotel. Not a very, very impressive hotel, I have to tell you. A very ordinary, average, lower than average, perhaps, or 3-star hotel in Glenmire. But it has fantastic bedrooms, I have to tell you that. I will speak up for the bedrooms there. But why am I going there? I'm going there to meet some people and to have conversation. And it's a secret, so I can't tell you, and I won't tell you. I could tell you, but I won't tell you any more about it, except that we're going to have conversation that mean a lot to me. I can only speak for myself. I can tell you that this morning I'm going to ask the three other people at the meeting to give me tactical advice. I'm going to ask them to advise me on what I should do with a particular piece of content that I received on Audioboo from three astonishing people. And the less said about it, the better, because I'm somewhat embarrassed by the what happened on the audio in the podcast that was sent to me from Chicago. And until I've managed to process the experience, you know, which brought tears to my eyes and had me blushing puce scarlet in the kitchen of the house as I tried to get on with normal life as I listened to it. You know, it was hard. So I'm going to ask the people this morning at this conversation to what I should do about it. And I have, you know, 25 things I can do with it. And the do nothing option is always on the table. That's me. I'm always a person who considers the do nothing option. So that's the first item on my agenda. I will then have a short meeting with one of the people at the meeting, a separate meeting afterwards. And I will explain why I said yes to a proposal. And I will then start in a new business relationship. So that's a very, very important thing. In effect, I'll have a new client. So it looks to me like as if today is going to be the start of working for a new client. And that's going to be all about the classic stuff that reputation builders do in the business area. They address both the business, the reputation of the business, and the reputation of the founder. And they do that in different degrees. And some founders want to be unfound. And some founders, you know, want to be the front of their business. And they want their own offering to be what is experienced by people in the business or when they come in contact with the business. So, and as a reputation builder, I'm comfortable in both spaces. I like it when the owner of a business recognizes that the brand capital of the business includes the brand value of the founder of the business, owner of the business, and that it isn't all about just goods and services. Now, there is something behind goods and services, and I'm very comfortable in that space. Anyway, I won't go into anything in much detail in this audio boo, just to give you the heads up, really, on that. Third item on my agenda today is the continuing and ongoing edit of my new ebook, coming shortly, and the continuing musing about the pricing strategy for the new ebook. And the key issues are around, will I give it away free, will I give it away cheap, or will I give it away dear? And there are arguments in favor of all three strategies. The whole thing is actually subservient to the issue of how can I get this particular piece of my poetry to a wider audience, a bigger audience, quickly. What's the best way to do it? So that's there. Number four, and finally, I'll take myself to the headquarters of Think Tank in Cork, and I'll meet with Jonathan Am from Think Tank, and there will be work done together. Number five, just to sort of, just when you thought I was going to be true to my word and promise four and deliver four, you get a bit extra. The email will be written today. Probably the most important business-related piece of work I'm going to do today. The most important mercantile act I will. And I will send an email to my new financial director. That's what I'm going to call her, my financial director, who is going to direct me on how to make sure I get the bills out quickly enough and I get them cash flowing back in fast enough. So I'm going to write an email that, to be absolutely honest, I hold my hands up. I said I would have it done by yesterday, but I got a bit swept away by yesterday. So I'm now in today, and I'm going under the River Lee, and then to get us into the later afternoon in the day, I'll pick my daughter up from school again, which means returning back under this River Lee. And what day is it? Oh God, it's Wednesday. If it's Wednesday, it must be swimming lessons, yeah. So today is swimming lessons, and pay the bill to the person who's giving the swimming lessons. And the check is written and ready to be handed over. And then finally, just when you thought there will be food to be done, I will have to feed my child, and I will have to feed myself. And last and not least, there'll be more editing of the Irish epic poem in 33 cantos. And, you know, otherwise it'll be a pretty normal sort of a day, I suppose. What's your day going to be like? Let's have some more of these A Day in the Life audio boos. Bye-bye.